Hola. Ay, Dios mío, it's Thursday. Time for Jackie's Vida Loca, where every week we divulge our Latino secrets, talk about our crazy Latino culture, gossip about our crazy Latino friends and relatives, and interview the craziest, the funniest Latino comedians on the Latino comedy scene. Welcome to my crazy life. Jackie's Vida Loca.
Ay, Dios mío, loquitos, it has been such a crazy, crazy-ass day. Where do I even begin? Okay, let me tell you something. Right now, I'm in L.A. I'm in Harbor City. I took the damn wrong turn off the, whatever it was, 110, because I was trying to focus on what the hell I was going to say to you today. Because you know what? I am so motivated, I can't even begin to tell you. Okay, so I watched the show Mistresses. What is up with that? What is up with this show on ABC? Okay, it comes on after The Bachelorette, so I'm already watching one quality show there. But the show Mistresses is about these four girlfriends. They're all cheating on somebody else. It's unbelievable. And, you know, I'm thinking to myself, okay, so now cheating has totally become mainstream. I don't know. And, you know, look, let me start with this. I am not necessarily a very big fan of cheating. God, just tell people that you don't want to be with them. You don't want to, but I guess, you know what? I guess there's just so much at stake, and I guess it just can happen out of nowhere. But I think that in some ways the show Mistresses glorifies cheating. Now, let me tell you this. If I was offered a part on Mistresses, I'd take it. I could be Alyssa Milano's best friend. But, okay, so this show is about Savannah Sadi, which is played by Alyssa Milano. She's a successful lawyer who's trying to start a family and is banging her colleague, Dominic. Okay, that's what this show is about. And the show is kind of crazy. You know, these women all find themselves in precarious positions. And, you know, that's what we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about cheating, the cheating heart. And, you know, is once a cheater, always a cheater? And let me ask you this. Do you think Latinos, do we cheat more than any other culture? I'm going to tell you the answers to these very intriguing questions. But before I do, I want to introduce the most beautiful, black, gorgeous girl I've ever seen. She is stunning. Her name is Jessica Rich, and she is going to be a guest on our show very soon. And frankly, she is onto something big because she's a TV personality and host that specializes in image and home makeovers. But she's got such a great personality. Wait till you meet her. First of all, she's a native of Grand Rapids, Michigan, and I don't know if you knew this about me, but I lived in Michigan for like 6 years. Yes, I froze my ass off in Michigan. Ay, Dios mío, let me tell you, the greatest part about living in Michigan was the humongous fall and winter wardrobe that I got. It was amazing. But yeah, Jessica is from Grand Rapids, and she's been in love with entertainment since her father worked hand-in-hand with the great aunt Patti LaBelle under her management company, PAV. And watching her aunt shoot for the stars and reach them inspired Rich herself to shoot for success in the industry. So at 22, she made her dreams a reality. She moved to New York and decided to push her modeling and acting career to the next level. And this girl is stunning. You've got to look her up. Her name is Jessica Rich. And she actually hosts her own show called Style It Rich, and she's the owner of the Jessica Rich Collection, which is jewelry and accessories, and they're really, really cute. So I'm really looking forward to interviewing Jessica and talking a little bit about her life and what she's up to, because she's young, she's gorgeous, and she is on the brink of major, major stardom. And she's now on Jackie's Vida Loca. We'll interview her shortly. And I also want to get her perspective because she's like a hip, young, pretty black girl that is moving and shaking. And I tell you what, I want to get her perspective on cheaters because I'm sure that she has a point of view on our topic today as well. So, frankly, as I mentioned, you know, we're talking about the cheating heart as I trail through the streets of Los Angeles, and I got to tell you, you know, this show ABC Mistresses has really gone off the deep end, but it's okay. So want to know who cheats, right? Like, who actually cheats? Okay, so get ready for some really kick-ass stats here. Okay, 70% of married men cheat. Do you think women cheat more or less? It's actually less. 60% of women cheat, and 17% of all divorces are caused by cheating. And of those divorces, you want to get this? This is really shocking to me. Of all the divorces that are caused by cheating, 66% of the women said they were not aware, and I don't believe that, because the gut never lies. And you know what? If you think that just because your guy has just started working out, and he's finding all these receipts from online purchases, and all of a sudden he's getting good-looking and buff again, it ain't because of something in your relationship, because most married people that are happy don't work out, okay? Take my advice. So you got to put your eyebrow up and find out what's going on. 66% of women were not aware. What, are you not paying attention? Or maybe they're cheating. Because, you know, 60% of women that are married are cheating. That these statistics are just, like, unbelievable. I really didn't think it was that high. But, yeah, a lot of people cheat. And so some cultures accept cheating more than others. And I said to you, do Latinos cheat more than everybody else? Now, Sofia Vergara, my beautiful Sofia Vergara, my girl, her answer to that question, because, you know, she was put on the hot seat and she was asked, do you think Latin men, you know, stray outside of their relationship more so than other guys? And she said, yes, of course, Latin men have something inside them, a genetic disposition to being a little sneaky. A Latin woman has to watch for that. An American guy might think twice before going there. He's thinking ahead, this could turn into a problem, it's just not worth it. The Latin guy might love the drama and the thrill of the moment. And so that's Sofia Vergara's quote, and she got some heat for that, which I think is, you know, not deserved. I think she's right. And by the way, there have been research studies, because it's not just Sofia Vergara's opinion, but there have been actual studies. So MSN Latino says this. It turns out that all of that hotness and exciting sexual prowess can get Latinos into trouble, because Latinos may excel in the sex, but recent studies show that we fail at fidelity. Get this. A report on infidelity in culture by Pamela Druckerman, she wrote this thing called Lust in the Translation, The Rules of Infidelity from Tokyo to Tennessee. She ranked Latin Americans as the second most adulterous on record. Okay, you little nasty Latinos out there cheating on your girlfriends or cheating on your boyfriends right now, because women don't stay behind in this category, okay? But let me tell you something. Okay, so let me just tell you who the first group is. The sub-Saharan Africans beat the Latinos. 37% of married cohabitating men said they had one or more sexual partner in the last year alone. Okay? So they are the first group that she named, but the second group, being the most adulterous, were Latinos. And the reason, she says, is because of machismo. Okay? So Latin men feel the need to seduce every woman in sight because of machismo. Machismo is the culprit. Yes, a Stanford University study discovered that men who are machista have an expansive, almost uncontrollable sexual appetite. Does that sound like somebody you know? Okay, does it sound like your husband? Basically, machismo translates into having extramarital affairs in order to prove their masculinity. So that's that. And who of the Latino machismos, who cheats more? Who would you say is the Cubans? Would you say it's the Puerto Ricans? Would you say it's the Dominicans? Would you say it's the Peruvians? Well, let me answer that little question for you. Okay, it's the Dominicans. The Dominicans win the crown for being the most adulterous Latino men in the Latino community. Okay? And then come the Peruvians. I actually would have thought it was other cultures. Because let me tell you something. I grew up in Miami, and the Cuban men there were, estaban acabando. What can I say? They were just finishing it. I can't even translate that well. Estaban acabando in Miami, and they still are. So I would have said the Cubans or the Mexicans, but no. It's the Dominicans, baby, and those Peruvian little men, they're right there after. That's right. You know that there's a website that basically connects men and women for the purpose of having extramarital affairs? Uh-huh. And it's called AshleyMadison.com. For those of you who are interested, okay? It's a website that puts men and women together who are looking forward to having an extramarital affair, and it's all done confidentially. And apparently, they found that Latinos are the fastest-growing community when it comes to infidelity. Latinos account for 31% of their total new membership, because you have to be a member, right? And the average age for Latino men who register is 34, compared to 40 for Caucasian men. So they're younger. So they're starting all this BS at an earlier date. Now, I will say this. I want to defend those Latinos, the two guys in Idaho that are listening to the show right now that are Latino and saying, what the F? I'm faithful. there are Latino men that are very faithful, that make good partners, that make good husbands, and I know that we are making some generalities here, okay? But at the same time, you know, you got to call a spade, and you got to say what it is. And I can't argue with science, right? Get this. In 2012, adultery was a criminal offense in 23 states. That's right. Listen to this. Penalties vary from a life sentence in Michigan for cheating, okay, a life sentence, to a $10 fine in Maryland, to a Class B misdemeanor in New York, to a Class 1 felony in Washington. Can you imagine getting a life sentence from your ex-wife as well as the law for cheating? It's hysterical. Adultery is a criminal offense in 23 states. That's right. And if you're in the U.S. military, it's even worse because if a soldier commits adultery, they can be charged with what's called Article 134 of the Uniform Code of Military Justice. In other words, it reflects adversely on their service record. So, I got to tell you, you may want to think twice about cheating. Okay, so we still have Jessica Ritz on the line with us. As I mentioned, she is the host and on-air personality of Styling It Rich. And Jessica, are you on with us? Welcome to Jackie Vida Loca.
What's going on? All you cheaters out there, I hear.
Well, listen, I'm so excited to have you on the show. You are so gorgeous, and I watched
Thank you.
And I think you're really onto something big. So tell our listeners a little bit about yourself.
Thank you. Sorry, bear with me. I am outside, but I'm walking in right now. I am from a reality show most known for, it's called No Chance of Love, and that was on VH1 back in 2009, and it was a crazy experience for me, but I learned a lot from it. And I also was on this show called Pick Me Out last summer with George Lopez, and that was also fun. But I'm just going to brand myself as a host, TV personality, and just a brand. And I believe in looking amazing but not spending a ton of money. That's, like, my main focus. And I want to teach everyone out there how to do it.
Well, I love it because I watched your episode where you talk about putting the fake grass in your balcony. Girl, that's a great idea.
Yeah. It looks way better now, right?
Yeah, no, it does look way better. And what I love about it is for so many city dwellers and that number of people who live in the city, who live, you know, like in single-family homes or whatever, they don't really have a backyard. Why not turn your balcony into backyard?
Exactly. Why not do that? It just looked terrible before. I mean, redecorating your house, it changes your image when you wake up, how you feel. It gives you motivation to leave the house because you're like, oh, I'm happy here. It's all about how you wake up and what kind of environment you're in. So I definitely agree with, you know, dressing up your house is very important.
Absolutely. It's just like an extension of who you are. And I like the idea of being able to do, like, you can get very creative and do things for a lot less money. You don't have to spend a fortune, you know. I mean, if I had a fortune, I'd probably spend it. But you don't have to spend a fortune to make it look good, right?
Yeah, but even if you have a fortune, I'm teaching people who are rich not to spend their money. I mean, it's very important to save these days.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, when I have a fortune, I'll come back to you so you can talk me out of spending all my money on.
Sounds good.
Hey,
but
no, let me
yeah,
ask
go ahead.
You, while I got you on the phone line, you know, and you're on our show, the topic of today's show is cheaters. You know what I'm talking about? Those nasty little people that cheat on their loved ones. And I'm not a fan. Are you?
I'm definitely not a fan. I don't believe in cheating. I am the most real person ever. If I'm not feeling you anymore, I'm just going to break up with you. I don't feel like there's a reason to cheat at all. Zero.
Totally.
If you're
agree.
Not happy in a relationship, don't get married. Don't commit. Be friends with benefits. So you can date who you want. Save someone heart and pain. Bottom line.
I mean, it's so much easier to hear. It's so much easier to hear from me, from the person you're with, look, I want to be honest with you. You know, I need to move on. It's not you, it's me, because it's usually not you, it's usually them. And, you know, I really need to move on. And then just freaking move on and do what you want to do. Be free. Than to learn that somebody's sneaking around behind your back, right?
Exactly. But some people, you know, are honestly scared of being single. So I guess they stay in relationships because it's like a comfort zone. But me personally, I wouldn't do that. I mean, I feel like you're better off single anyway because you can do what you want. You don't have to worry about anyone asking where you've been, who you with. Oh, that's just too much trauma. It's life is short and you need to be happy. So be single if you can't.
Okay.
You're committed to a relationship.
I totally agree. Totally agree. So I'm going to walk you through, I put together a cheater profile, and I want to get your opinion on these characteristics that you can, if your loved one is doing, it fits this profile, then they're probably cheating. Number one.
Okay.
Number one, they cheated in school.
Oh, yeah. Well, it depends what grade. Depends on what grade. What grade?
If they cheated in, like, high school, or if they cheated even in elementary school, you know they're going to grow up to be a cheater.
This is true. I mean, it's not 100%, because people can change. Honestly, people can change. But
mm-hmm.
I'd be a little sketchy. I would just have to have them prove to me their trust a little bit. You know what I mean?
Right, right. And if somebody cheats in college and cheats all the way through college, I'd say forget it. Definitely going to, they're, like, predisposed to being a cheater, right?
Exactly. That's, like, it's like you're setting yourself up for heartbreak because the evidence is too clear that it's happened a million times before. So to take a
right.
chance on a man, yeah, when he's done it that much, no, no, no.
Yeah, like if he's a cheater in other aspects of his life, he's probably going to be cheating on you.
Most
okay.
likely.
Here's the other characteristic. Very happy looking.
Hey, my man's very happy looking. It's not because he's cheating, it's because he's with me. You know what I mean? So I can't agree with that one.
No, you don't agree with that one? Because I feel like, you know, sometimes when people are married and they've been married for a long time, sometimes they don't look as happy. They look kind of miserable, right? And I figure if they're looking like they're all chipper and happy and all excited and you can't really pinpoint why, then maybe they're up to something no good.
If they're normally not like that, then yes. If my man is usually like miserable, but now he's happy, of course. If he's coming home with his nuts shaved now and they weren't shaved before, he's definitely doing something.
Exactly. 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 All of a sudden they get a bikini wax. Hello. Okay. What about when a guy all of a sudden totally gets into like a workout program, a new diet? What's up with that?
Now, did you tell him or did you not tell him?
What's that?
Did you mention it to him or you didn't mention it to him that he needed to go to the gym?
Well, no, I'm just saying if a guy shows up all of a sudden out of nowhere, wanting to get all buff and in shape when before they were just fat and married, I think for some reason, all of a sudden, out of nowhere, they're wanting to get in shape. I don't know. Am I being too suspicious?
I mean, yeah, because men tend to be lazy, so if he's not a naturally, like, you know, all about himself and body person, and all of a sudden he is, yeah, I'd wonder. I'd be like, okay, who are you trying to look good for if it's not me? Or did you just wake up one day and realize that you're fat? He'd have to have a really good excuse. Yeah, a really good excuse.
Yeah, no. And see, here's the thing. We women, I got to tell you, we women sometimes go off the deep end with being a little too suspicious. But is that right or wrong? Do you think we should be suspicious and, like, make sure our guy's on his toes? Or should we just chill out?
I mean, I'm not going to lie. I trust my man 100% because we're the exact same. We, if we feel something or if I think a guy's hot and I see him, okay, a guy's hot. We're very open. But I'm not going to lie, if he has some out-of-nowhere phone call in the middle of the night, I'm going to say, who was that? Just say, yo, who was that? If he says, oh,
exactly.
It's no one, and I check his phone and it's really no one, then okay. But I feel like a woman should always ask her man sometimes if you have the right to do that, you know?
Absolutely, absolutely. So what's really funny about what you just said is I checked his phone and it's all right. So I think you're right. I think you did the right thing to check his phone. Some people are like, I know that's an invasion of privacy. Invasion of privacy.
No,
I am.
There's no privacy. In a relationship,
no.
There's no privacy. I asked my
that's
man for his email address, email, his password. I have his email, password, I have all that. Not because I don't trust him. It's just because I naturally will log in sometimes to like email something for him or something like that. If he all of a sudden changed that, we've already had him like that for a couple of years, what's going on? Something's obviously going on.
Exactly, exactly. So I think women need to be what we say in Spanish, lista, you know, on top of
mm-hmm.
things. I don't think we need to be, like, overly crazy and going, you know, searching pockets and stuff, unless you think they're cheating on you, and then you need the evidence, right? Then you need to be,
mm-hmm.
like, a detective. But
mm-hmm.
and you know what? Here's the thing. My opinion, Jessica, is that if somebody is cheating on me, which, thank God, I don't think anybody's cheating on me. My husband is a very faithful guy. But if I ever thought somebody was cheating on me, I would definitely just walk away. I'd be like, you know what? It's not worth to go through all the pockets and get the proof or whatever. You know, if you really, like, can find, like, a reasonable, rational reason to think they're cheating, like you see them at a hotel with somebody, you should just walk away, right?
Yeah, don't waste your time. Women should never, ever stick around for that. Women rule the world, and we should never beneath ourselves to be with a man who could possibly cheat. There's a million men out there, a million.
Absolutely. And you know what? The advice goes exactly the reverse for men, too, because there are some good men out there that are with some not-so-great women, and they cheat on their guys, and it's not right either. So I don't want to give the impression on the show that we're just here to bitch about the guys that cheat, because women can be very bitchy and cheat, too.
Mm-hmm. Very true, 100%.
Have you ever met a girl that... What's that?
Some women are worse than men.
Oh, absolutely. And I'll tell you what, when it comes to cheaters, if I had to rate who is better at cheating, I would say women are better at cheating.
Women, for sure. Definitely better. Women are better. We're smarter. We cover our asses way more than men do.
Well, we can multitask. We can totally multitask. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
Like, if you were going to cheat, there are certain things you don't want to do. Like, you don't want to cheat at a wedding. Right?
At a wedding.
No.
Isn't there a wedding?
Yeah, you don't want to cheat at a PTA meeting. Those are not good places to cheat, but these are places men would do it.
Yeah, you want to cheat in a different country or a different city or a different...
Absolutely.
Not in the same hometown, yeah.
I mean, there's no... You want to make sure that you're pretending you're absolutely miserable. Not happy.
Terrible. Exactly. You're so sad.
And you have to learn how to lie without sweating.
I think women are best at doing everything. But did we have any cheaters that called in today?
No, not yet. I don't want to say you're the first call. I don't want to ask you if you've ever cheated. I'm not going to ask you. I'm not going to go there because it's not fair. Well, let's talk about you. But let's talk about your business and your stuff. So tell me about your accessory line.
Yeah, the Jessica Rich collection is up and coming. It's amazing. It's about to be amazing. It's already amazing. I have a lot of people wearing my stuff. Shawnee O'Neal, Drea Michelle, from Basketball Wives. I have, like, a lot of people. So I love it. It's affordable. It's very over-the-top pieces. I call them statement pieces because wherever mm-hmm. I go, I have to make a statement. So I feel like women should also have, like, you know, pieces of jewelry that accentuate their outfits without spending too much money. Like, my most expensive piece is, like, $60.
That's awesome. That's awesome. I'd have everything in every color. Oh, I love it. I love it. Yeah, I mean, it's great to get really cute stuff that you don't spend a lot of money on, so you can have a lot of it, and you can have a lot of choices and variety. I saw some of those rings online, and I thought they were just so cute. So I congratulate you for having a lot of style and picking some really great merchandise. So tell our listeners how they can access your stuff.
My site actually launches tomorrow. Again, it was under construction. It's shopjessicarich.com.
Got it. All right, so tell me about your reality TV experience.
Reality TV it's been fun. Let me tell you, it's very addicting. But it's also, like, kind of stressful at the same time because when you're on TV, people think, oh, my God, you're a millionaire, you're a gazillionaire, you're, like, famous. And, you know, like, it's so easy for you to continue to get work. No. It's almost like when the show goes off, if you don't have an amazing publicist, which you can have, but they're, like, $5,000 a month, if you don't have an amazing agent or publicist, it's very hard to continue to keep going unless you're just banging your way to the top, and that's not the way that I tape. So, I mean, it's a grind. It's constantly trying to figure out what's casting, and I'm not really down for any more reality shows as far as dating is concerned, but my goal is to be on, like, Style Network or host any show on any topic. I just like to be the voice of the show. You know, I feel like people feed into me because my personality. I'm not, like, bougie like most of the people who make it. I mean, I'm not going to name names, but there's so many people on TV right now who forgot where they came from 2 months ago before the show aired. Like, I remember mm-hmm. when you called me for $20. Like, for you to not act like you're humble right now, it's going to flip you in the butt later. You know? You have to remember you came.
Yeah. I totally agree. And I think what comes around goes around. And I think if you lead your life with integrity and confidence and, you know, just try to do the right thing, which it sounds like you are trying to do things the right way, I definitely think you can have longevity. But people who, like, want to stab everybody on the way up, oh, my God, the way down is treacherous. I really believe that they just have no friends, you know?
Yeah. And it's hard because I'm doing things the right way. And I mean, so many times I'm like, oh, my God, this stripper got this TV show. Well, I was the one that keeps my clothes on. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, come on. Like, it's hard. It's a very ego, thing. It's like, oh, my God. I feel like it's going to pay off in the end, though, you know, because I do want longevity. I don't want to just be this one-hit wonder. I want to really be, like, a Lala. Like, Lala's career is definitely the career that I want. There's no one in her field right now that's done what she's done. And I would love to be like her and just host everything.
I think that's great. And you literally just put it out into the universe on this show, so it will come back to you. And, you know, Jessica, I really do wish you the very, very best of everything. Lots of luck, lots of love in your life, and stay away from cheaters because it's so not worth it. And if you have a cheater, you can give him my number, and I will tell him off for you. You don't even have to deal with it, okay?
Thanks, babe. I really appreciate that. I'll definitely keep your number.
All right, we'll put their ass on the show, and we'll expose them.
Exactly.
For the cheating bastards they are. Anyway, Jessica Rich, Stylet Rich, and the Jessica Rich Collection. Check her out. You're on Twitter, too, right?
I am on Twitter. It's Miss MS Jessica Rich. And if you're on Instagram, it's Jessica Rich.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for joining us on Jackie V the What? Jackie
V
the What? All right. Have a great day, and thank you. Enjoy
too.
This gorgeous weather in L.A.
No problem, baby, too.
So, guys, so we just talked to Jessica Rich. She's so adorable, and I really do wish her the best, and I thank her for joining us on Jackie's Vida Loca today. We're going to just take a quick commercial break, and we'll be back in just about a minute to talk about those cheating bastards out there. Put them in their place, okay? Okay.
Easy Way Broadcasting is the place to hear everything you need to know about entertainment and business. Now, you can see more about Eric Easy Azuli and all his connections through his online TV network, WTV Network. You can watch the latest videos and read the most up-to-date articles. Keep your eyes on WTV Network to see what's coming in the next few weeks. You'll see the newest web series and original talk shows. Follow Eric at Hollywood It Guy to find out what is new and what is happening in the upcoming weeks. For more information on WTV Network, go to www.thewtv.com.
So welcome back to Jackie's Vida Loca. We're here today in a gorgeous, beautiful, sunny Los Angeles afternoon here talking about what? Cheaters. And you know, there are some women that insist on staying with a cheater, and there are really some cons to being with a cheater. I mean, aside from the fact that, yeah, you got to like cheaters, but, you know, I mean, cheaters are not always available. I mean, they are living a double life, so you got to understand if you're going to put up with a cheater and you know your mate is cheating, that they're not always going to be available to you. And once you make that decision to stick around with a cheater, these are things you got to face, people. And you got to be willing to share. Like, you got to be one of those kids that played really nice in the playground, and when you brought your toys, you shared them with the other kid, or you shared your lunch with the other kids. That's the kind of person you have to be willing to be, because you are sharing. And here's another one. You have to be a fan of the show Big Love. Like, you have to be totally into polygamy, and it cannot bother you. And you might want to suggest polygamy if you really want to keep the guy and they're open to it. They might be totally interested in polygamy. You might not really give a crap that they're cheating. You might not even care about them so much, and you might say, like, look, honey, you know what? I'm not going to give you none, so you may as well go get it from somebody else. You might have that disposition. I think most people don't. Right? Because I don't, and I think most people don't. But if you are totally okay with being with a cheater, those are the things you have to deal with. And you wonder to yourself, like, why? Because people get into relationships with the best of intentions. I really believe that. Like, you know, you fall in love. You think this is the person of your dreams. They just seem so nice and so sweet and so into you. And then, boom, what happens? Why do people cheat? Well, here's the reasons that I found online. The number one reason why people cheat is sexual dissatisfaction, not unhappiness. So it's not because somebody is not being treated well. They're not, I mean, that might be a reason, but it's not the number one reason. Sexual dissatisfaction is the number one reason. Another reason why people cheat is because they feel a low self-esteem. True, they feel bad about themselves, so they need, like, somebody else from the outer world to justify who they are and how good-looking they are and whatever. Another reason why people cheat is basically they stop giving a crap. They stop caring. They really could care less. They somehow have gotten into this, like, dull routine in their relationship, and they stop caring about the relationship. They stop caring about their marriage. They stop fighting for their marriage, or they stop fighting for their relationship. And here's another reason why people cheat. So people who never would have thought about cheating that go and watch the Mistresses show on ABC, all of a sudden it provokes thoughts. And you think about, if they can do it, hey, maybe I don't have to be a cheater. Maybe I can just play one on TV. And they think that they can just cheat in 1-hour-long episodes. Maybe that's why. But people cheat for those reasons, and there is just so many consequences to cheating. And, yeah, I'm, like, jumping on my soapbox, and I'm sitting here to tell you that, of course, you probably already know, that when you cheat, trust, all trust is broken, and you have to live with that broken trust. If you're going to stay together, you have to live with that for the rest of your life. And then what happens, you feel like crap, because the person you cheated with is exactly like the person you cheated on, but they are also a cheater just like you. So now you have to be suspicious of them, because you know if they cheated with you, they're going to cheat on you. Remember that. They cheat with you, they cheat on you. It's just a vicious cycle. So we talked a little bit with Jessica about the telltale signs that somebody is cheating, right? So here's a few. First of all, you find a stack of receipts, especially for online purchases, because these people don't have a lot of time and they need to shop online. They can't just go to the store and start buying all kinds of stuff. So if you find a stack of online receipts coming through, you got to raise an eyebrow. You got to think. Another thing you got to look out for is big, fat, long cell phone bills. And if you look at your cell phone bill and there's a strange number on there for like 1,000 texts in a month or calls at 1 a.m. or calls that ping from a tower that's not near your house, you know that there's probably something going on you might want to look at. And just like Jessica said, people get calls in the middle of the night. They get texts in the middle of the night. What's up with that? Nobody gets a text in the middle of the night unless it's an emergency or you're cheating on somebody. Those are the two reasons people get texts in the middle of the night. You can call me a complete psychopath and somebody who's totally suspicious, but anybody getting buzzes in the middle of the night ain't right. Something's up there. Now, here's another telltale sign somebody's cheating. If your mate owns a pair of night goggles, because it's really hard to sneak around at night, it's hard to sneak back into the house at night, it's hard to sneak around somebody else's house at night, it's hard to sneak around at night without night goggles. So if your mate just bought a pair of night goggles, then they're cheating. And here's the other one. We talked about getting buffed. If your mate is now wearing out the pass to the gym, they're cheating. If they bought new underwear, they're cheating. If they're tanner than usual, and by the way, there's no tan line on their ring finger, they're cheating. And if they're going for very long stretches without seeing you, they're probably seeing somebody else. And look, if you're listening to the show right now and thinking to yourself, I'm getting tempted to cheat, which I hope you're not. But if you are, I'm going to tell you the top seven ways you can get away with cheating, okay? First of all, you have to pretend you have a second job, right? Because that will give you the flexibility to say you're going to this job, and, of course, your mate will think that you're being absolutely hardworking and industrious, whatever. So get a second, well, pretend you have a second job, don't get a second job. Now you have to figure out where that extra income is going to come from. So you might want to start stripping on the side. But pretend you have a second job. Okay. You need to act miserable. Because if you act miserable, nobody will think, why the hell are they so happy? Why are they so happy? Because usually they're pretty miserable, right? You need to learn to lie without sweating. We already talked about that. You need to remember not to cheat on weekends. Cheat during the week, because if you cheat on weekends, your mate is going to expect you to take them out on weekends. You need to be available on weekends for the primary mate that you have. So make sure you're cheating during the week, preferably during the day, so there's no suspicion whatsoever. You need to get a fast car, because you know when your mate finds out that your ass is cheating, they're going to chase you, and you need to be able to get away. You need a very fast car, and you need to have friends that are willing to lie for you. You need to get friends that are also cheaters or also liars, so that they can help you get away with this double life you're trying to lead. And the other thing you might want to think about, now this may not work for everybody, but you might want to think about getting fat, because, you know, women are already hit to the fact that when men are, like, working out, or even the other way around, like a woman starts really working out like crazy, you're wondering, they've been big and fat for 10 years. All of a sudden they want to work out. Why? So you want to stay fat or get fat, because when you're fat, nobody's going to, A, give a crap that you're cheating, or, B, even suspect you of cheating. So I would say putting on a few extra 20 pounds can help you if you're trying to get away with cheating. And I'm going to tell you there are some really bad places to cheat. Do not cheat at your best friend's wedding. I already mentioned this. You don't want to cheat with the bride or groom. You don't want to cheat at a wedding. That's not a good place to cheat. Another good place not to cheat, or another place not to cheat, how about that, is the stairwell in your office building. Because what happens is there's so many people like into walking these days that they're avoiding taking the elevator. So those like exercise fanatics that want to take the steps are going to be in there. And if you're cheating in the stairwell of your office building, you are going to get caught. Another place not to cheat, and this is a really big one if you have a reunion coming up, like a high school reunion or college reunion or whatever, don't cheat at your class reunion, because the truth is, like, okay, so you're married and you go to your class reunion, and let's pretend you bring your wife. It's not going to go over very well if you cheat right there with your college or high school sweetheart. It's just not a good place to cheat. So if you want to be a cheater, that's just one of the worst places to cheat. Another bad place to cheat is church. And if you plan on cheating with the priest or the nun, that would make matters even worse. I already mentioned PTA meetings, not good. I mean, I can understand if the teacher's cute or whatever, but I would refrain. I would refrain from doing it at the PTA meeting. You want to do it after the PTA meeting, or maybe you can get detention. I don't know. Okay, another bad place to cheat is the laundromat, because it's like a very public place, and the thing is, talk about airing out dirty laundry. That's just not a place you really want to do that. And then lastly on our list of worst places to cheat is your kid's birthday party. Because think about all the distractions. First of all, you don't want a kid catching you cheating on, you know, their friend's mother or father, right? You don't want that happening. You don't want a kid to catch you, number one. Number two, there are so many damn distractions and so many things can go wrong if you're distracted. Like, kids can get into all kinds of trouble, and, you know, you take your eye off the ball for 1 second and look at a different ball, you're going to get in trouble. So your kid's birthday party is probably the worst of all places to cheat. All right, I'm going to take a quick commercial break, and then when we get back, I'm going to walk you through the best places to cheat, because if you have a cheating heart, then at least I feel the need to give you some succinct advice other than stop cheating, you idiot. But I'm going to give you some good places to cheat. So we'll be back in about a minute, and we'll talk about the best places to cheat.
Easy Way Broadcasting is your connection for all things entertainment and business. Join Eric Easy Zuli and his celebrity hosts as they talk to the hottest people in the world of entertainment, and they bring you the latest and greatest in the world of business. Eric welcomes his hosts to Blog Talk Radio 7 days a week. You will hear Mo Egger, Shane Sparks, Jackie Dollar, Rick Rosman, Gabriel Cannon, Vanessa Curry, and Jennifer Murphy. Visit www.easywaybroadcasting to find links to all the shows and info on upcoming events. And follow Eric Zuli and his 500,000 Twitter followers at HollywoodIfGuy.com to keep up with everything you want to know.
Welcome back to Jackie's Vida Loca, and we're talking about the best and worst places to cheat if you have a cheating heart. And again, I do not condone cheating, but I feel obligated to give you, Loca, some good advice. So here comes, okay? So we talked about the worst places to cheat. Now we're going to talk about the best places to cheat, because if you want to cheat and be successful, you want to get away with it, right? So the first place I have on my list is the jungle. So if you want to cheat, take your mistress or lover all the way up to the jungle. There's no cameras in the jungle. There's probably no cell phone reception in the jungle. And the same goes for the desert. The jungle or the desert are about as good as each other. So if you have a jungle nearby, if you do, or if you have a desert nearby, and we here in California have a lot of desert nearby, and you can just go in the middle of the desert, nobody will ever know. Now, you do have to be willing to make the trek out into the desert, but, you know, it's a good place. Here's another good place, in the middle of a fire. So if you want to cheat, you can go take your cheating ass into the middle of a burning house, and that should keep it pretty discreet, because there ain't nobody going to want to go in the middle of a burning house to spy on your cheating ass. Not even a private detective is going to want to go into the middle of a burning house. And if you're willing to cheat, you're already willing to take your life in your hands. So why not go into the middle of a burning house, talk your mistress or lover into that, and if they really cared about you and they really want to continue this scandalous affair, you may as well go into a burning house and get away with it. If you die in that burning house, it was probably your outcome anyway, because when your lover finds out, when your mate finds out that you've been cheating on them, they want to kill you anyway. So why not do it and go out with a bang of glory in the middle of a fire? Here's another way. Another way to cheat, as far as good places go, is on a deserted island. Now, here's where I say cheating is totally fine, right? This is the one occasion I would say, if you are compelled to cheat, fine. If you got into a plane crash and you ended up on a deserted island and there were only two survivors, right? Pretend it's you and the pilot of the plane. Only you guys survive. And the pilot could be a female, right? Whatever. Let's pretend it's the same sex or a different sex, whatever. You be creative here. But the bottom line is, if you're on a deserted island, I give you about a week without water and food to live. And in the end, you want to die knowing you were loved and held and respected by that other survivor. So, I would say, on a deserted island, surviving a plane crash, there's only two people, I'd say go for it, cheat. And look, if you're already a cheater, then you may as well have your lover take you somewhere nice. So I'd say the last place on my list, which is probably the top place on my list, is Hawaii. Look, if you're already a damn cheater, make them take you somewhere nice to cheat. Don't just go to some cheap-ass motel room that costs $60, that there was a couple there 10 seconds before you checked in. Go somewhere nice. If somebody's going to make you cheat and force you to cheat on your mate and force you to risk your entire happiness and future and love life and make you hurt the person you're with, then make them take you somewhere nice, okay? Don't settle for anything less if you're a cheater, okay? So I wonder to myself, as I was preparing for this show, you know, I'm thinking to myself, what is cheaper, right? Like, what's easier on the pocketbook? Is divorce cheaper or is cheating cheaper? What do you think? I don't know. I'm going to tell you what I found out. So here's the thing. And listen up, people. If you suspect that your spouse is cheating on you, you need to go out there and get some evidence, because here's the fact. Cheating is more expensive than just getting a divorce, because if you are getting a divorce because of infidelity, your attorney can actually get you more money. So, if you suspect somebody, your mate, of cheating on you, don't fly off the handle. Hold your tongue and go get your freaking iPhone and take some pictures. Take pictures, 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 and take notes. Have a file. Have the cheater file. But don't call it the cheater file, because they're going to be onto you. Call it something else, like my best friend's wedding or my best friend's baby shower or something like that. There ain't no person going to want to look into a file that says baby shower on it. And then start taking notes. Copies of cell phone bills, pictures if you can get them. If you have the money, hire a freaking investigator. Get online, because there's a million ideas on how you can spy to get data, so that if you do get a divorce, you have every piece of, you know, information you need to have to prove that person was cheating on you, and you can get more money out of your divorce. And here's my advice. If you're planning on cheating, just get a divorce first. It's so much easier on the pocketbook. It really, really is. So I ask a question, and I wonder what you think about this, because, you know, I don't know. I think that once a cheater, always a cheater. Is that true? My opinion is yes, and here's a qualifier, okay? I do believe that once a person is a cheater, they'll always be a cheater with you. They may decide to straighten their act with somebody else. Like, if they left you, they may decide, shoot, I'm never going to do that crap again. All right, learn my lesson. But as long as they stay with you, the person they cheated on, they will continue to cheat because you let them get away with it. And the only way you can survive that, because some couples do survive it, but that lack of trust is always lingering in the background. And the only way to survive adultery in a relationship is to get some real intense therapy and have some intense forgiveness. Now, there are so many people that stay with their mate even after they cheated, right? They want to turn a blind eye to it. They want to try to make things work. There may be kids in the mix. There may be a business in the mix. There may be a million reasons why they want to stay in that relationship. They might actually love your ass. But here's the thing. if you make the decision, and it's a big one, if you make the decision of staying with that person that cheated on you, then you need to make the decision to forgive them wholeheartedly. Because if they really do try to straighten their act up, they'll never, ever do it with you always being suspicious of their every move. And once you've already labeled them a damn cheater, which they were, but once you continue to label somebody when they've made a dedicated effort to change and have asked for forgiveness, you have to forgive them. Otherwise, get this, you are the one who's going to be miserable. All right? But unless you're willing to do some intense therapy and intense forgiveness, then there's a really high risk of them cheating again on you. Maybe not the next one, but on you. And boy, oh boy, there have been some cheaters. Oh, my God. We have some great examples of cheaters. And I've come up with my Jackie Vida Loca Cheating Hall of Fame. All right, so we're going to go through some of these. And you probably can predict who some of these are. Okay, Dan Marino, he was just such a disappointment. Because here's the thing. After 28 years of marriage, and being a champion of autism awareness, he cheated on his wife. And not only did he cheat on his wife, but he fathered a child with a CBS employee. Danny boy, you were a Dolphin. You went to the Super Bowl. You are my idol. You are my dad's idol. And let me tell you something. When I was Miss Miami, I used to do appearances with Danny boy, Marino. And I was so disappointed by this because I'm sure that his wife of 28 years went through a living hell. So here's one that wasn't married for so long, but it was such a public humiliation. Poor Sandra Bullock was married for 5 years to Jesse James. Now, that was an odd pairing to begin with. She should have smelled a rat from the beginning, okay? Just a really odd pairing. The guy was kind of like way too edgy and out there for nice little Sandra Bullock. But anyway, it's embarrassing enough to be publicly cheated on, but literally, she had literally just won Best Actress in the 2010 Academy Awards, and all of a sudden, she's on the highest high of her, probably her life and career, and all of a sudden, this crap comes out. I know she's happy now, and she has a child that she adopted now, and I wish her the best. Sandra Bullock seems like a really great person. But she certainly didn't deserve, nobody really deserves that kind of public humiliation. And Jesse James should be embarrassed of himself. Here's another guy. Now, this guy is a serial cheater. Oh, my God. I know people who've worked with Arnold Schwarzenegger. And every woman, every skirt he cheated on. I mean, he literally, for years, was a serial cheater. And, of course, you know him as the ex-California governor. He is obviously the biggest, one of the biggest Hollywood action stars. But he is also a cheating star. He has cheated so many times. And as you probably all know, fathered a child with one of his household employees 13 years earlier. Now, I do give Arnold some credit for at least financially providing for this child and wanting to have somewhat of a relationship there. But come on, you know, I mean, you are such a public figure and you're there to provide an example for people and then you do this. All right, Kobe Bryant, here's another one. Now, Kobe Bryant, okay, so first of all, he gets arrested for sexual assault and claimed that the extramarital encounter that happened with a hotel employee was consensual. He never fessed up to the crime, but did do this public apology on TV with the tears and his little, you know, abiding little Latino wife, Vanessa, sat by his side during the entire press conference. I'll tell you why she sat by his side. Because she knew that at the end of all that press conference, she was getting a big-ass 4-carat diamond ring as an I'm sorry, I cheated present. And you know what else Kobe did? He bought her mother an $8 million house. So what's one little indiscretion when you can walk away with a kick-ass diamond ring and a house for your mom? I mean, those are times where you might want to actually stand by your man, Vanessa. Oh, my goodness. All right, here's one. Here's Leanne Rimes, who cheated on her husband. You know, when she actually denied, and then eventually couldn't help but admitting to the fact that she was having an affair with Hottie. Oh, my God, I love this guy. Eddie Cibrian. But I can't respect him for what he did because, first of all, they met on a set of a movie. The movie was called Northern Lights. I think it was on Lifetime. And Cibrian was also married with kids but divorced his wife to propose to Leanne Rimes 3 months later. Now, these two are still together, but the clock is ticking. Because I have a feeling that that's going to blow up in both of their faces. But who knows? It may be a Hollywood romance success story. Who knows? All right, so the serial cheater, cheating Hall of Fame, star of stars, is none other than the predictable Tiger Woods. In 2009, the National Enquirer, our little friend Pat Schiff over there, announced that the Tiger Woods was having an affair with Rachel Uchitel, a manager at a New York City nightclub. And days later, Woods crashed his Escalade into a fire hydrant after speeding away from his house, and a local police chief stated that his wife, Elin, was smashing the back of his windows. I love this. With a golf club. Hey, how poetic justice. What can I say? Listen, let me tell you something. If Elin would have been a Latina, she wouldn't have been smashing the car with a golf club. She would have been skewering him. She would have stuck that golf club up his behind. But basically, he ran off after she smashed the back of his vehicle with a golf club. And then after that happened, we know that more than a dozen alleged mistresses came forward in the following weeks, which caused Woods to apologize for his transgressions. What is up with Tiger Woods? Well, he's now dating another woman that looks exactly like Elin, and who knows, he's probably cheating on her, because definitely this guy has an issue. I don't know if he's gone for counseling, but, I mean, that's really, truly a cheating horror story. Anyway, can you recover from cheating? So, people, here's what I'm going to leave you with. Okay, so you clearly know that La Loca is not an advocate of cheating, but I've given you some good advice if you are a cheater. But the advice I want to leave you for is if you've been cheated on, okay? So if you've been cheated on, can you get over it? You personally? Absolutely. Here are some things I suggest you do. First of all, go run, not walk. Run and get a makeover. It'll make you feel so much better. You know what? It'll raise your self-esteem. Change your hairstyle. Cut that man or woman right out of your hair. I would say one good idea is to get a checkup and shower more. Make sure that your cheating, lying spouse or mate didn't leave you with a little present, like some sort of, you know, disease. You want to do that because I know somebody that actually this happened to. So definitely get a checkup. Make sure that you're in good health and you're looking fantastic, and find yourself somebody else. Dump that cheating guy or girl. Because here's the thing. Dump them, change your cell phone number, go lose some weight, get an amazing job, succeed, be awesome. And ignore them completely when they come crawling back, because they always do. And honey, learn the warning signs for future. In fact, go get yourself some therapy. That'll help you. That'll help you get over the fact that you've been betrayed. But you know what? It happens. It happened to me. It's happened to me. It's happened to a lot of people. You're not the only one out there that's been betrayed. So get your act together. Do something good for yourself. Be awesome. And next go around, date somebody that's nicer, richer, better looking, that deserves you. Because one of the patterns is that we pick the person that fits the profile of the person we just dumped. We know that. As human beings, our tendency is to repeat date the same people. So find yourself, and that's where I think therapy really comes in, to really learn what that is about yourself that picks those kind of people. And then go find yourself somebody that the minute your ex sees who you're dating, they know they don't have a standing chance. Be awesome. Thank you for listening to Jackie's Vida Loca today. I want to send a shout-out to our producer, Tina Truman, today. I love you, Tina, and thank you so much for producing our show today. And I want to thank Easy Way Broadcasting for bringing you Jackie's Vida Loca every week, Thursdays, 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern. I want to thank all of our listeners from Miami to New York, from Puerto Rico to San Jose, all across this beautiful United States of America. But I'll tell you, it's more beautiful here today. If you were with La Loca, you'd be like in a bikini because it's so gorgeous here in L.A. But I thank you, and I welcome you back next week on Jackie's Be That Loca, baby.
Adios, everybody. Join me again next Thursday, 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, for the craziest Latino comedy on Jackie's Be That Loca.